This is just a couple of minutes because I'm watching the clock for when you have to go. And in this group that you're talking to now, people are aware of a lot of what we just said. And one of the things they're looking at is how to protect themselves from shedding, for one thing. And what words of encouragement do you have for other rebels like you who have decided they're not going to poison themselves no matter what? When the rules start being carried out by the food producers, and we just heard from a guy in Lithuania that said his family can't go to the grocery store anymore, but they're not going to do it. I mean, what are the positive things that can kind of buoy up people with that commitment?
Well, I just went to a freedom rally, and there was one of my fellow Iowans was there, and he's working on this idea. I mean, it's all this renewable agriculture and this regenerative agriculture, and not
it's wonderful.
Depending on these big, distribution systems. You buy locally. So if tomorrow the grocery store went down, I have a garden, canned food, and I have a guy that grows that raises beef on my farm. Okay. More and more, you've got to start right now. You've got to think about, I mean, first of all, let's not let it get to that point. If they threaten to do that, every man, woman, and child over, 15 needs to man up in the street, and we need to mob the Congress. We need to do something because this is not going to be voted away. If they get to the point they're willing to starve America, this is your government against yourself, starving you people, starving us to bring about their world agenda.
Well, they're indirectly doing that now because they're getting people fired.
And right. They're trying. That's the first step.
That's essentially starving some people.
Well, what they're going to do there, I think, is just going to try and get you on the government dole, and then they can starve you.
Then it's conditional, too. You get your money if you
only obey. If you get right. So I'm just saying, think about what your skill set is. Look for kinds of ways to make a living that are not your job that's going to be demanding the vaccine, and any job that's going to demand them. Something that you can do to support yourself, that you can barter, you can trade with your neighbors. We're going to be cottage industries again. And that's not necessarily bad. It's just we're getting there suddenly. We need to, people in the city are in trouble because they have 3 days of food and water there. You need to realize that it's 3 days. You got to do something about that. Have food and water, have your medicines. If you're dependent on a heart medicine, make sure you get at least three months worth. You know, we have to prepare for, think about a sudden war footing. And we're in a war now, but you're not appreciating it yet, but it's about to hit. Look at all the ships that are being held off the ports.
I know.
It's artificial. So we can change that tomorrow if we take over our local areas, our states, and then get rid of the federal evil.
In a way, it's related to what the original American settlers had to do, because there was no Social Security or anything to take care of them at that time. They had to go out and start with the little bit that they carried with them and make a new business.
But they knew how to do it. The difference is people think they're going to just start gardening. I'm an Iowan. I grew up gardening. It took me 3 years to get my garden to really produce enough I could have fed my family. But you need these skills. You need to learn the skills. You need to right now do whatever you can to be self-sufficient as much as possible. But the other thing I would say is don't accede to the mandate. Don't take the vaccine, because if you're disabled or dead, you're no help to your kids.
And besides, they're not going to be satisfied with one vaccine.
That's right. You'll never see moving goal point. It'll always be a moving goalpost. So don't ever think that's the way to do it, that that's the easiest out. You will end up not being able to help your family. Right. So the next thing to do, like you said, get your kids out of school. I think that's right. They can learn some self-sufficiency during this period of time. It's not going to hurt them. And be prepared. And then also, I think you need to have, like I said, get the medicines in your house that you can.
Right.
And now start.
Those generally have a long shelf life too.
Yes, they 30 plus years. Yeah. Start talking to people in their workplace that are like-minded. Start having meetings at your house, maybe, that are clandestine. We're down to the Committee of Correspondence, like the revolutionaries.
Yeah.
We have to be careful. We don't want to make it too overt, but I know doctors that are doing this. They're getting other doctors. They're meeting, and nurses are meeting at their house to figure out how they're going to deal with not getting a vaccine at the hospital. I think there's some great ideas. Scott Kesterson and I have talked about this from Bards FM about home or little community or your neighborhood health pod, where you could have a home. What keeps people out of the hospital. We need oxygen. You can get these oxygen generators. Huh. It's very difficult to get oxygen if you haven't been in the hospital. And the second thing is IV therapy. There are going to be nurses that are going to be out of work. They can be tagged to help part-time, and it'll be, you buy in like a co-op, you pay a little bit for the services. A doctor, maybe semi-retired doctor. I mean, I could do it in my neighborhood, for example. Okay. That's what we need to be looking at doing. A self-sufficient, the hospitals are going to, trust me, if people don't burn them down when they find out the truth of these institutions and the hospitals, we'll be lucky, but they're not going to be what they are now.
Right, right.
Well, I'm hopeful. I think, honestly, it had to do this. We had to do this to get rid of this evil that's infested us, I think.
Right.
And as you said, it's satanic. Ultimately, this is a spiritual war. And I will say that we're learning just in medicine. I mean, there's going to be a spiritual aspect to medicine we never had about vibrational medicine.
That's right.
How God interacts with our cells. I mean, it's really exciting.
And they're using it now, but they're using it unconsciously in the wrong direction.
Right. And the people that are having it that know how it's working are hiding it from us. But we've had little teasers about it over the last century. And I think it's going to come to fruition. But in the meantime, we know things like prayer actually changes the water in your food. It actually changes things.
Another 5-hour discussion there that would be super exciting.
That would be great.
But yeah, I think that's really important. And one mistake people make is thinking, how do you do this? They don't realize they're doing it now. They're just not focused in the right way.
Yeah.
You know, they're focused on manifesting what they're worried about, that this might happen or this bad thing is going on, and they're broadcasting that frequency. So you just change to the other one.
Yeah, I think that's right. Anyway. Change to the up frequency. And that's why, you know, one of the people, you know, so how to be a rebel? The first thing is you've got to kind of revel in it. I mean, I don't feel unhappy doing this. I feel like this is my calling, that I'm here for a reason. Let's do the right thing. Be upbeat. We're not going to lose. We're not going to let these guys win.
Right.
That's how you got to be. And just know that you have to do this for the next generation.
Well, you're saying you can choose your emotional state.
To some degree, I think you can realize.
I think you can. Absolutely.
I think you can too. And I think it's important to realize, just like think about your kids when they were little and how much you enjoyed breastfeeding or feeding them or taking care of them. This is the same thing. You're doing this to take care of those kids who don't have they don't have the life experience that we older people do. And we need to lead this and get people. There are a lot of young people now in the freedom movement, but this is ultimately a freedom movement.
Absolutely. And the other thing is the old people, they're just kids that got bigger.
Yeah, that's
right.
They
still need to be helped too.
This is my 40th anniversary of my 29th birthday. So this year.
Yeah, exactly. It's exciting. It's a new beginning. You need, as in this kind of environment, you need the first 100 years just to get your bearings anyway.
That's right.
Seems to me.
And I'm sorry I can't stay with you longer, but
I am too. Are you willing to come back soon?
I'd sure love to. Yeah.
I'll talk to your people.
Thank you for what you're doing.
All right. Have a good rest of the day.
You too. Be well.
Okay. See ya.